and then it's the second sentence.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for Ngozi for getting us out of the ditch.
Oh, the several that we should love. Okay.
And then we talk about the affiliates.
Excuse me, this is Ken. I'm going to need to sign off here pretty quickly. I'd like to know if anybody has any major issues with anything else in the rest of this document, because I pretty much agree with what else is here. And I wonder if there are any issues anybody has with the rest of it that I need to be tuned in for, because I need to make another phone call.
Well, I think if you have to go, you have to go, but I don't think you should then demand that the rest of us name all our objections.
Well, I just wonder if there are any. If there are any, I may stick around, but if there aren't, then I feel comfortable leaving and leaving the rest of it to y'all.
Well,
but
we'll
I'd like to be part of any discussion if anybody has any clear issues with any of this stuff.
I'm reading.
Well,
we're
going to
continue with the process, and we'll
we're
see
gonna keep
if you're taking
doing
a chance.
What we're doing. I think we're in a good place, Ken, and you've helped us get there. So thank you very
but
much.
But perhaps you can stream while you take care of your other business and call back if you feel you need to.
Well, I'll take that as a conditional no. Thank you.
Okay.
I would like to ask a question. It is 10 o'clock. Do you want to try to figure out when this meeting will end? Because I'm not looking at the
end. Yeah, at 11 o'clock.
Okay, 1 hour. Okay.
Right.
That's midnight our time?
Yeah, something like that.
Whatever you want.
Well, I mean, I really think that we spent a lot of time spinning our wheels on a few issues, and I think maybe we won't continue to do that. So,
but we're at the very next paragraph, the PNB must ensure?
No, we're talking about extolling the role of affiliates.
Okay. So we leave in the other two paragraphs, right?
Well,
I just need to know.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not going to give the PNB all of this stuff. I'm going to try to give them a bullet point saying these are the parameters that for programming policy, and the programming policy is going to have certain is going to be written to a certain standard of criteria.
Mm-hmm.
But we want you to know that this is what the policy is going to include. But I'm not going to give them all of this text,
right?
Because I think we have to address other issues, not just this. And the reality is that if we give the PNB a 20-page programming policy, number one, none of them will read it, and it'll never pass. And I think we have to pass a programming policy.
Right. So that's what I mean.
Go ahead, Ngozi.
So that's just clarifying. Then the paragraph the two sentences that we just agreed upon, two or three sentences, those are going, but the next two won't be in the document that you give at this point. The next two paragraphs.
Right. The next thing that happens is that I'm going to work with Teresa tomorrow and come up with something that I send to everybody tomorrow that says this is a condensed version of what we're going to of what we will report to the PNB. These are the programming parameters that we will write programming policy to.
All righty.
Okay. And then everyone on this committee will have an opportunity to be involved with us in writing the final language, which, again, I think that language has to deal with what do we want. If we're talking about national programming, what do we mean that to do? But more importantly, who's responsible for that, and how do we oversee, how does the programming committee oversee it or assure compliance with it? Because the point of any policy that we write is that, number one, it has to be something that everybody else in the network can implement. If we say programming is this, 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 and then they say, well, no, we can't do that, then we've rendered ourselves useless. If we pass a policy that says all these wonderful things and then we can't do oversight and make sure that it's being implemented, then we're wasting our own time. So my concern is that no matter how wonderful our vision is for it, it has to be something that everybody else in the network can implement, number one, and number two, that we as a programming committee can perform oversight on and ensure that they're compliant with it. I'm sorry.
Hello, Rob?
Yeah?
I will need to exit, so I really appreciate all the work on this. And
okay.
Teresa, would you mind calling me at a certain point, either tomorrow? Sorry.
I will call you tomorrow.
Thanks.
If you don't hear from me, feel free to call me.
I will. Thanks. Bye.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I really apologize to everyone that it's so long.
No, we're going fine. Let's keep
rolling.
Let's
go.
Okay. Program evaluation. We got the shtick in there.
Did we do affiliates?
No.
No, we didn't do external.
Oh, I'm sorry. We did talk. We forgot to.
Okay.
Say that again.
Well, what we're basically saying there is that part of the Pacifica mission involves extending the mission through the affiliate stations and other media networks and advocacy groups.
Are you saying you don't need to change that section on affiliates?
I don't need to change it. But, for example, we have situations in the budget where it's not clear that the Pacifica board has committed any resources to the affiliates program, and that bothers me. I don't like that.
But you don't have the budget issue here, right? You don't.
No, I don't think I have to say that. I think all I have to say is that we want to see that programming policy requires that the affiliates program is a fundamental aspect of Pacifica.
Okay.
And we've said at other places that there has to be a budget for all of these things.
Okay.
There are no changes to that paragraph.
It looks fine to me. The media.
Are we on program evaluation?
I guess so, yeah. Can everyone take a look at that? Who laughed?
It was me clearing my throat.
It was not.
There was nothing funny about it.
Well, I can make something funny out of it.
Like a good Hawaiian punch.
I think I would put a period after the network-wide. And then that's dropping something severe.
Okay.
I don't know how the other stations actually do evaluations, so I'm not sure I can say
they don't.
There aren't any?
They're in the process. KPFT is very far along, but I think they're one of the few. So what's the point? And Gozi, where do you want to put the period?
After network-wide.
What paragraph are we talking here?
Program evaluation.
Oh, second sentence. Aside.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from that, oh, that comma is wrong. Aside from that, we must use an evaluation process that is consistent network-wide. And you want to put a period after that?
Mm-hmm.
And then say, like, and identify talent, and identify and develop programs.
Oh, I meant to drop the rest.
Oh, okay, cut that out?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I mean, my sense is that two of the things that we want to find with evaluation are you have to distinguish between stuff that sounds good and doesn't sound good, and you have to identify people that have got talent and those that don't. So, I mean, I'm not trying to make this, like, value neutral. I think programming has to be good, or we shouldn't have it on our air.
Can I suggest maybe that we just move network-wide?
To?
So we would begin the sentence, aside from that.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from that, well, remove the comma after aside. But
yeah,
aside
please.
From that, we must use a network-wide evaluation process that serves to identify and develop programming that sounds good,
mm-hmm.
that, quote, sounds good, and identify, well, okay, I said identify before, and programmers and producers who have, quote, talent.
Yeah,
and
okay. I like that, but I mean, I do think we need to be clear about that. I like that, Serene.
You want to repeat that, or do you? Can you just cut and paste that?
I actually can't anymore.
Well, it's just aside from that.
Remove the comma after aside.
We must use a network-wide evaluation process that is consistent, comma, identifies and develops programming.
That is consistent, what? Comma.
Well, it really could be, well.
Why don't we say a consistent network-wide evaluation process?
Yeah, that's what we mean, yeah.
Okay, good.
It's just my fault.
Oh, well, yeah, we changed it again.
Network-wide evaluation process.
Yep. That identifies and develops, and all the rest stays the same.
That identifies and develops.
And the rest of the sentence is unchanged.
Programming that sounds good, and programmers that have talent.
Programmers and producers.
Producers.
Aside from that, comma, we must use a consistent network-wide evaluation process that identifies and develops dot, dot, dot. Okay, got it.
Just one other small thing.
Yes, Bonnie.
If you're going to say on the one hand in the first sentence, you need to also say on the other at the end of it. Or you could take out on the one hand.
Why don't we take out
on the one hand and also lop off the other hand?
Yeah. Works for me.
Since we're in a mutilation mindset now. Okay, so can we drop out program evaluation after that?
Yeah,
and I actually just need to
Serene?
Go back for a second and ask a question
sure.
about the affiliates. You made a reference to the affiliate board. Who are we talking about there?
Where?
This was the previous section. The role of affiliates extending the reach of the mission. The mission shall be enshrined by working with the affiliate board. Board members.
Yeah, the affiliate board members on
okay.
the PMB.
Is there a PMB affiliate committee at this point? And
yeah, there is, and Teresa...
Is that what you're referring to there, or are you talking about the boards of the affiliate stations?
Yeah, I had hoped that we were, you know, with all due respect, but we were talking about two people on our board representing what we
no,
have
that's
about
who
100
I meant.
Affiliates.
No,
right.
no.
No,
no Serene, that's who I was referring to. So,
To Steve and Marty, to two people.
Right.
Right, and I'm just saying that we may want to do something that is broader than, because both of those people came out of a particular affiliate group that I think itself has only 7 or 8 members. And we're looking at maybe 100 affiliates at this point, I think, was the last
well,
number
well,
I heard.
Well, yeah, okay. We're also, when we talk down later on, well, that's
so
fine. I agree with that,
with,
but I think,
I would be
yes.
happy with its affiliates instead of its affiliate board members,
okay.
because that
okay.
way it leaves it a little more open.
Okay, let's whip that on. Let's whip that on Teresa and make sure she has it. Teresa?
Yes?
Are you there?
Yes.
We're changing things again.
Okay, change from what to what?
I'm sorry?
Change from what to what?
Just dropping board members. Where it says by working with its affiliate board members, I would say by working with its affiliates. too systematically. Replacing, eliminating board members.
Yes.
And changing affiliate to affiliates. Plural.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, that's good. Okay, now then the next statement is we basically say that we're going to begin measuring our audiences. And I don't think we need to go into a lot of detail there. Number one, we don't do it now. But secondly, we're not talking about doing the kind of advertiser, sales-driven research that Arbitron yields, but we are saying that we have the capacity to measure the relationships that our listeners have and our members have and people that listen and are members of our stations with station activities. And we don't do that now, and there's no reason not to do that, and we have to do that. So that's all that says there.
How does that paragraph start?
Say what?
How does that paragraph start?
Pacifica must develop the capacity to measure, analyze, and interpret its relationships with its listeners and members.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Are there any changes to that? Guess not.
Maybe, but I mean that's real fundamental. Then compliance with federal laws and regulations. I mean, they are what they are, and we either comply with them or we don't. And we, you know, on the one hand, we have very simple things like recording information about who's on the air and who comes on local programs and making that available. And that record keeping is really simple. You know, the other issues have to do with whether or not we comply with obscenity and stuff like that. And on the one hand, we either have record-keeping systems set up and keep them at the station, and if the general manager is not responsible for that, then somebody that he delegates that to must be. In terms of the other aspects of that, obscenity, defamation of character, stuff like that, I don't see how we cannot tell people what we think the federal standards and regulations require and how they can exercise their free speech rights of reporting and so on and so forth, and then tell them, in addition to that, if you do certain things, you're in violation, and if you're in violation, you're going to get this penalty. So that if we have somebody that deliberately goes on the air and says George Bush is a motherfucker, he should be taken out and publicly shot and executed and stuff like that, then people know in advance of doing that they're going to get taken off the air and they're going to kill. But currently we have no policy in any way, shape, or form about what goes on with those things. And I think that's a problem. So that's what the compliance with federal laws and regulations section says. Let's talk about it.
Off the top, wherever it says station manager, I would like it to say station management.
I agree.
Oh, good point. That is.
And that's going back up to the paragraph before, right? Serene, is that where you're starting to see that?
I think I saw it first when we were talking about right after the affiliate stuff, I started seeing that.
I'm just going to put change station manager to station management.
No, it's in the part that's in italics at the bottom says our management should be station management and staff.
No, I'm also saying further
you
up.
You want to add something in?
No, further up when you talked about station managers being able to read and understand the research material. Let me try to find it.
I didn't see that.
How about if I just...
Yeah, that's it. In the Pacifica must develop each station management. It should be trained and read.
Right. Instead of each station manager, I would like to say station management.
How about if I just say change station manager to station management as needed?
That's fine.
As needed throughout.
Well,
as needed throughout the document.
Hmm.
Well, I know it applies in this section.
I don't remember
specifically seeing it before.
Yeah, Teresa, I think we're just talking about the section that talks about Pacifica must
develop compliance with federal laws.
No, the management tool, the measuring tools.
Both of those.
Okay. Okay. Well, I don't see this document, so I'm referring to it by name, by the beginning words of paragraph.
Okay.
It's within Pacifica must develop the capacity to measure, analyze, and interpret its relationships.
She's saying she doesn't see the document.
She doesn't have the actual document.
Okay.
Then how are you editing this
stuff, Teresa?
Pacifica
must develop the capacity.
The document.
Okay. Change station manager.
Please don't make me
come
on show.
It's going to be all right, Ralph.
All right.
No, no. See how many people are.
All right. And so where it says Pacifica must develop the capacity, you want station manager to change to station management. And then there's another section under compliance with federal laws, the same thing?
Well, down at the bottom, where it gets into italics,
mm-hmm.
It says we should comply with applicable federal laws and regulations. Our management and staff must constantly be reminded. We just want to say station management and staff must constantly be reminded.
Yeah.
Okay.
And just to say that we might want to move this up to the statement where, because in the, one of the six broad purposes that we're
mm-hmm.
going to delineate, the FCC comes out in the third one, the second or third, depending on how we...
Oh, okay.
So that's really another section that you want to make more explicit underneath there.
You mean under mission-driven programming?
Yeah. Because under mission-driven programming, B has to do with establishing and operating for...
Well, yeah, that's fine. I mean, anything that we can do to combine any
right.
of these diverse things into fewer
mm-hmm.
things...
So we
yeah.
can just put a note there to put that one under the one that talks about the federal communications.
Yeah, I like that. Does anyone disagree with Ngozi's?
I'm not understanding it. Tell me what you want done.
It's just that earlier when we talk about the mission-driven programming, we said we're going to pull out those six purposes and specifically talk about them as programming purposes. Well, the second or third one that we pull out, depending on how we pull it, it specifically talks about the FCC stuff. And we could just put this text, which I think is very good and clarifies it, put it there.
Okay.
So that's going to be moved under the mission-driven programming, if everybody agrees.
Move what?
The compliance with
compliance
laws
with federal
and
laws and regulations and merge that with mission-driven programming on the first page.
Okay, just 1 minute here. Move move compliance with federal laws into the what segment?
Mission-driven programming. Because when we break them out, one of them will be about FCC.
I would just bump that as the second paragraph.
Okay, I'm just saying move compliance with federal laws into mission-driven programming.
And make it paragraph two.
Paragraph two. Okay.
Right.
I'm assuming you'll know that.
Mm-hmm. And if anyone on the call thinks that that's a horrible idea, they can say so now. Okay.
I don't think the FCC is part of our mission, but...
Hmm?
I don't think responding to the FCC or the government is part of our mission.
Well, it's just,
but
it's a part of the mission statement. It's a part of the, where he has here.
Yeah, the mission statement does say that we have to comply with the FCC.
Yeah, so.
And Serene, in the sense that is our mission to simply comply with federal regulations? No. But if we don't comply with federal regulations, we won't be able to complete our mission because they'll shut us down. So in that sense, it is a fundamental aspect. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you. I'm not looking at the language there anymore, so I'm not quite sure. I mean, it mentions... Okay.
Well, We can always change this. I mean,
yeah.
What we're really trying to do is tell the national board, we finally think that we've come up with a sense of what national programming policy should address, and it's these things.
No, I understand that. There's some mention of the fact that we sort of need the FCC to be able to broadcast. So I know that it's mentioned. I don't necessarily know that I want to get into explicit details about the things we have to watch for where we're talking about the 6 points of the mission.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just...
So you feel it should be...
It's not a huge deal for me.
You feel it should remain separate?
I think it should, too.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
I think that's a good point.
Okay, let's leave it alone.
So, compliance with federal laws will not be moved into...
Exactly.
Well, I basically agree with Serene at this point, and that's the way we did it initially. So, I mean, if anyone else feels that we should keep it under mission-driven programming... Let's say so now.
I mean, it is important because if someone screws up, it can be not just
it's a separate aspect of what we're doing.
Yes,
it really isn't about programming. It's about whether or not we do things that support programming, like keeping records.
Okay. Are there any other changes to compliance with federal law?
No.
No changes, actually.
Programming, calendar, and the days in history. The point there is simply, I think that every day that we have given to us is a day that somebody else created. And we don't talk about that on the radio, and we don't tell people the history of the folks that created freedom in this country. Or the people that worked against freedom in this country, and I'm concerned about that. But I don't know what you guys think about that.
I don't think that it's a bad idea at all. I do think that if you are going to go to the work to put something like this together, that it should also involve music and cultural things. Because ain't no revolution if you can't dance.
Well, shit, who said that it wasn't?
It just kind of goes pretty deeply toward elections.
No, I'm totally in agreement with you, Bonnie. I mean, I think that's... Okay. Does anyone else feel strongly about that, or am I forcing this on the committee?
There's a strong agreement with her. Just tell us where you'd like us to insert what words.
Let's see. It should track national, international events, dialogues, and trends that impact specific as constituencies. Current examples, blah, blah, blah. And typify and also involve important cultural... Musical. Somebody help me here.
Where you said it should track national and international.
I hope you're writing this down.
Don't worry about it.
Bonnie,
pardon?
Would you be able to accept right after where you said national and was it international events? If we inserted social and cultural events. Social, political, and culture, socio-political and cultural.
Why don't we just say songs, poetry, and the literature of the people that have struggled to free our populations?
We might want to include, we've changed the name of our drama and literature department to Arts and Humanities.
Mm-hmm. So,
Arts and humanities seems a fairly broad and good descriptive term to me. So maybe there's a way to include arts and humanities in here somehow. Or arts and culture.
Well, yeah, fine. But, I mean, we're talking about music, poetry, drama, literature.
Right, that's arts and culture.
Arts and culture.
Yeah, no, I know that. But I'm saying we can say arts and culture, but what we mean is that you have to include music, poetry, drama, literature, and what else?
But I thought we were aiming for brevity.
I think it could just, if we can somehow insert arts and culture or in there, I think we're home free.
So you just want me to put insert arts and culture
to
in a paragraph that starts
national international events, important art and cultural.
In the second paragraph, after Pacifica should maintain, blah, 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 let's just say...
Second paragraph.
No, second sentence that says that this should be programmed through arts and cultural activities.
Well, we mean including, but not exclusively.
Yeah.
No, okay, so this should be programmed with arts and cultural...
It should track national...
We could live with national, international, socio-political, cultural... We couldn't just stick something like that in there?
Yeah, it
that
should track
kind of
national and international events.
Well?
Of...
Important arts and cultural?
Why don't we just say we want music... Poetry, drama, literature, included. You have to illuminate these things by virtue of literature, song, music. No?
Bonnie's going to give us the language in a minute.
Bonnie's getting really close.
She's out there taking drugs with Mike Bloomfield. Don't kid yourself.
Almost at the 3.5-hour point, and that's when we're all gonna call it a day, aren't we?
Yeah,
I'm off the phone in 16 minutes.
Okay, well, we usually in this committee have me read the minutes and approve the minutes.
After we get done.
So if you intend to be off the phone in 24 minutes, then
okay.
Your time properly.
We're not that far. We have one section left, at least on this page, and that might be it.
We just want to add that we include all arts, cultural.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that in the mission?
Mm-hmm.
We're just trying to describe this days in history calendar.
After conventions, we just want to say comma and includes arts and cultural aspects.
It should track national and international events and include arts and culture events of import.
Okay.
So something
Pacifica
like
Pacifica should maintain an annual programming calendar, and then you want to say that comma that includes of what? National and international?
It should track national and international events.
That should track national and international events. Close comma.
Include arts and cultural events.
Include arts and cultural events.
Dialogues and trends that impact Pacifica's constituencies.
Dialogue
blah, blah, blah,
and trends.
Blah, blah.
So we're saying Pacifica should maintain
events.
I am just inserting the words culture, arts, and cultural events.
Uh-huh. I know. I want to read what Teresa has so she can catch up to all of your verbal.
After it should track national and international events.
Okay, is this still in? Are we still talking about the? This is a paragraph about programming calendars, right?
Yes,
correct.
Are we referring to the second sentence?
Correct.
Okay.
Well, it says Pacifica should maintain an annual programming calendar.
Mm-hmm.
And where do you have a change?
I don't mind leaving in the that goes deeper than federal holidays, national presidential elections, and party conventions.
Okay, then
the second sentence is.
Okay, Teresa, are you with us? Teresa.
Okay, maintain an annual programming calendar, and then you want to insert something in there. Right?
No.
The first
go to the end of the sentence. Convention.
I can't see the first and sentence. For
okay.
I can't see any sentences.
Okay. I'm just trying to give it to you so that when you do see it, you'll be able to know where we're talking about. The first sentence of that paragraph remains intact. That first sentence ends with the words party conventions. The change comes in the second sentence. Right now it says it should track national and international events, comma, arts and culture events, comma, dialogues, and then it reverts to the rest of the sentence that was there.
So you are inserting which words?
Arts and cultural events,
comma, dialogues, right?
Dialogues is already in there. When you see it, you'll see
okay.
that dialogues
All
is
right.
already there.
All right. So that's what you're inserting. Okay. Got it. All right.
That's the easiest insertion I've ever.
Sorry, it took us a while to get there.
Bonnie, you're so patient. Okay.
You have no idea how impatient I am.
Well, I actually do. We go down to program vision.
Hey, can I ask, so is there wind of, I mean, you say in conjunction with the Pacifica Archives and Howard Zinn, Pacifica should maintain a historical calendar involving leaders, events, and movements in the freedom struggles that create a shared identity.
You mean, do we have anything like this that exists now?
Yes.
No, of course we don't.
Oh, you're just riffing here?
Of course.
Well,
okay.
I know that.
I mean, how are we? Let me just pose a question to you. How are we going to communicate with children if they don't have a sense of women's rights? You know, labor rights. African-American rights, Native American rights, if they don't understand the freedom struggles that made this country, how are we going to tell people that they should be part of Pacifica? That's what bothers me, okay? So, am I wrong?
I'm not troubled with the concept. I just wanted to know if we already had a project afoot with the Pacifica Archives and Howard Zinn.
Of course we don't. And that's what bothers me. Is that he's going to die soon, and then who's going to do it? We're going to have to get 9 guys?
Can we move on?
Okay, I mean, I worry that we don't have any way of explaining to people that are in our constituency what's the history of the people that we represent. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I'm full of shit, okay. program vision, we simply are saying here, and this is something which I regard as being, you know, we don't have to agree with this, but I'm saying that we should include in the budget statement something that tells the local stations what they're doing. But we can take that out. That I regard that as being one of the weaker aspects of what we're doing. Does anyone feel strongly that the program vision should or should not be there?
I think the budget is a really odd place to position it.
We talk about financial transparency. How else are you going to get people to understand what we're about? People want to look at the Pacifica budget. I mean, I don't know how many people say they want to look at the mission statement. You're in governance. How often do people say, well, I want to read the mission statement? They always say, well, I want to read the budget. So what we're really saying is that there should be a narrative aspect to the budget there. And what impact we want it to have. I mean, I think that's very important, but a lot of people say, well, you know, we don't have to do that. Does anyone have any points of view in Gozi? Adnan, Alan.
Well, I think it's important to have annual programming goals and objectives, and therefore, of course, that implies a vision.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm thinking it's important to say something about that overview or that that process. And I, again, the budget has to be included, I think.
Is that too detailed, though?
I don't know. I'm kind of digesting it.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I like the concept of it. I mean, to really see the impact on the lives of the constituents. I mean, to put it in that frame, I think it makes it very concrete, or it forces us to look at it concretely anyway. But I don't know. What do other people think?
We'll find out. Serene?
Hi, I was off for a second. What's the question?
What about the program vision part? I mean, some of us think that it's very important that we talk about stuff like what impact we want to see our programming have, but other people could say, no, that's way too detailed. What's your feeling?
I think that the committee, this committee, can create. Is this committee going to be creating the vision statement?
I think we're saying that we have to talk about how to say this, and then the local stations will be saying this about their local station programming. Yes. Yeah, I don't think that we can expect people to make these statements without help. But I think the point is that if we're, for example, if we're doing the sort of thing that harnesses the creative energies of our communities, theoretically, we should also harness the energies of our communities to deal with issues that they're concerned about. Achieving positive change on.
For example, if
gentrification is driving people out of communities,
Since gentrification is driving people. You said if. Never mind. Okay.
Yeah. No, well, of course it is. But what I'm saying is
I'm taking this
in a kind of more radical direction, and I'm just saying I think this is important. But maybe we're going to have a hard time getting this past the board. I don't know.
I think that the COIs, and Gozi might be able to respond to this because she's the COI chair, I think, in Houston, right? I think this is one of the things that the COI is supposed to be doing on a regular basis.
Well, so my sense is if we can help those groups articulate this, then they're going to find ways to make statements in the budget and other documents about where our programming should be going and where we should be taking our communities. And right now, I just don't see us talking about anything. We don't support labor. We don't support African Americans. We don't support Latinos. We're just out there. We're Pacifica.
We don't support Pacifica employees. But anyway.
No, we don't. No, and in KPFA we say that we have too many employees that are paid, and that we should cut down on the number of paid employees.
And I really hope that there's a rethinking of the whole process about the differences between a hiring freeze and simply cutting back because your ratio doesn't match the ratio of a station across the country that functions a very different market and does very different programming. But anyway, I think this might be a good place, and I would like to know what Ngozi thinks, if I can put you on the spot for a minute, about including the COI in this language, or whether you think we can just set that up as a matter of process within the committee and need not include it in the specific language of the policy.
Well, I think the role of the COI intersects with some aspects of this, but I don't think that the COI mandated to assess this.
Okay.
I do think that this vision statement, I'm loving it because it makes you look at the impact of programming. And so I'm thinking that it's kind of, it really should be a guiding statement, and I think it's kind of what he's saying, because you set the budget to guide activity. So again, I'm thinking that it's a good statement that we should have, but we have to be careful in when we look at who's going to oversee it or implement it. How is it going to be carried out? How can it be? Somehow it's got to be tied back into the goals and the objectives of the station. So I'm looking at it as like it's going to be a very collaborative process to even come up with the vision, which it should be anyway.
Okay. That works.
And assessing it would be a very collaborative process as well, because we're talking about everything being impacted here.
The only thing about the vision and the impact is that my sense is that the station management is going to talk about stuff that never gets beyond the microphone. And what we're trying to talk about here is that we want people that can tell people how to get, you know, how you can get housing, how you can get health care, and the fact that we have so many people that can't get access to things like that should direct the programming that we do to create a relationship between the station and the community such that we help people find access to things that they're not finding now. We have to become like a highway that people don't have now. And in particular, it's important that we work for like elderly people that feel like their age has cut them off, or people who feel like because they're poor or they're African American or they don't speak English that they don't have the ability. We need to be the kind of highway that gives folks access to services that they're paying for and they're entitled to, but they're not getting ordinarily. And I think that the station, I'm concerned that we have something that really makes it clear that should be the impact of what we do. I don't want to have health programming that tells people that they have to get high colonic treatments and that they have to join expensive, you know, cadres that are run by, you know what I'm saying, for, you know, esoteric things, when the reality is people need to have their blood pressure checked and they need to be able to know where to get a mammogram and stuff like that. So I don't want us to become, a network where we don't give ordinary people information about how to get the stuff that they're entitled to because they're spending their life working to make money to get those things.
Practical rather than just philosophical?
Serene, help me out here. What am I saying?
I completely agree with you, Rob.
I didn't hear Teresa's question.
What, I didn't.
I said, do you want to be practical rather than philosophical, or you want?
No,
to
I don't think it's either or.
Listeners?
I don't think it's either or. I think it's sort of. I mean, and it doesn't. If you do a 55-minute program, the last 5 minutes can be action steps that directs people
yeah.
to where they can then make a difference or get more information, or you know.
But if you don't tell them they got to do that, they won't do it.
Yeah, and it's.
Well,
hard.
You tell them they can do that. And you tell them how they can do it to make it easy for them to do the things you want them to do.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. And it really is the final step to tying it back mm-hmm. to the mission and all the components that they're driven to do, because in doing so, they should be offering information to populations that are not getting that information. they should be. I mean, it's a lot of things that can tie right back to the specific things that are delineated in the mission.
Right.
So I like it a lot.
You know, sometimes I think this stuff really does boil down to practicality and just the miracle of hard work.
Mm-hmm.
The only example I can really make is, let's talk about New Orleans for a minute. I don't think that there is a programmer on the air that, if they have it in front of them, a comprehensive list of resources, is not going to give at least a few minutes of every show to giving out valuable information out of that list of resources. And I know just from personal experience that, you know, you get in there and you're trying to do your show, and if it isn't there, you're sort of stuck while you're trying to do a show,
mm-hmm.
trying to gather it at the same time. I don't think it's ever an attitudinal thing that we don't want to be as helpful and as all-reaching to the audience as we can be. And maybe we just have to always remind each other that we have to do the sort of unsexy work of gathering the information so that it's really available to people when they're on the air. Maybe I'm talking way out of whack here, but it's late.
Well, my concern is that we have a lot of healthcare programming, for example, in D.C., that tells people that your healthcare really ain't for shit. But it doesn't really tell them
how to fix that.
Yeah, right. What are you going to do about that? And to me, that's a problem with the Pacifica mission, is that we have to be focused on telling people, okay, yeah, you have to understand what the problems are, why you need to vote to put money, blah, 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 but then you also have to make sure that you're telling people how to vote for the things that are going to help them. And similarly, if you're going to tell people what's the matter with the system, tell them where they can go get help. I don't think, like, does everyone here know Gary Null? Okay. I mean, you know, it's one thing to say you should eat less pork and stuff like that, and that's true, but to tell people that they should get high colonic treatments and they should go get these esoteric vitamins and supplements and stuff like that, I don't think that helps people, elderly people that are at risk or other folks, or people that, you know, the AIDS stuff that says AIDS doesn't really exist. I don't think that's a service, a health service to people.
I think we need to get focused again because we're kind of getting on specific stuff. And
okay.
Your time is you got 4 minutes here.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Teresa's right. So we're going to leave the last sentence, the last paragraph alone. Under program vision. The only thing we have left is national programming, implementing national programming, that we'll have a network programming coordinator, that person has a responsibility to create a calendar and is responsible for producing and distributing programming throughout the family. And that we're going to have weekly meetings with everyone in the family so that they know what's going on.
Did you say weekly?
Yep. Weekly editorial meetings.
Well, I don't know that we should mandate the frequency.
I don't think that's our job to do that.
Okay.
Well, I'm not sure that this is the place that we want to write the description for that.
Okay.
Coordinator.
Okay.
But that perhaps that first paragraph.
Well, if the first paragraph is fine, let's leave it that way.
I think that first paragraph's pretty good.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Then let's cut it off there. Is that comfortable?
Sounds good to me.
Okay, then we're done.
Wait a minute, what are we cutting?
Just that one paragraph on the vision.
Say that again.
I'm sorry, where is
and
the...
And Josie, would you read the paragraph, please?
Just say cut paragraph that starts how?
Implementing national policy. First paragraph only.
First paragraph stays.
Right.
I'm sorry. I can't find that now that I'm back on.
It's on page 4. Serene, do you have?
Well, I've enlarged mine tremendously.
Oh, okay.
Not page.
It's right up and goes. Can you read it?
Yeah.
Somewhere in the middle or where?
Okay,
just
it says implementing national programming, and it's right after the second paragraph that's under program vision.
Okay.
What does the paragraph start with? What is the word? It's
in bold.
Shall employ a network.
I'm sorry. Say the words that it starts with, so I can say cut the paragraph that starts.
Oh no! It's you're going to leave the paragraph that starts. Pacifica shall employ a network programming coordinator.
All right.
Whose responsibility is to implement.
And cut the paragraph that starts.
And you cut the next four paragraphs.
Ah.
You cut the one that says the programming coordinator shall maintain a multi-year calendar, weekly editorial meetings that
Are you telling you what to cut or what
yeah,
to
Yeah, all four, I'm going to give you the first line of all four paragraphs which get cut.
Okay, the paragraphs that start what?
The programming coordinator shall maintain a multi-year calendar is the beginning of the first paragraph that you will take out.
All right.
The second one is weekly editorial meetings that include news directors, reporters, producers. You will take that paragraph out. God, I sound so bossy. I'm sorry, I don't mean to. The third paragraph that we're going to take out would be network broadcasts will be produced collaboratively. And the remainder of that paragraph.
And what was the last one?
Because Pacifica.
It says because Pacifica holds licenses.
Or as Bonnie Simmons would say, because the night.
Because the night indeed.
Belongs to love.
Not just by Van Morrison, but also
right.
By Patti Smith.
Under cut four paragraphs, which starts, the PD shall maintain weekly editorial meetings, network broadcast will, and because Pacifica holds. Okay.
There's one more. The first paragraph that you're going to cut is the programming coordinator shall maintain.
That's cut two.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I said that.
You said something other than coordinator, programming director or something.
The four paragraphs which start, the PD shall maintain.
The programming coordinator.
Coordinator. Okay, I'm sorry.
That's the first one.
That goes.
It gets cut.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
So it sounds like we got everything pretty comfortable except for the program vision paragraph?
No, we got that okay.
Okay, we got that one. Good.
We need to figure out a way to condense that, but it's okay.
Okay, good.
Okay, I just have one more thing.
Serene, yes?
Really briefly. Since I think we agree that this position is overdue to be filled, I don't know what process, and it's not part of our policy thing here, so it's definitely an aside, but I'm wondering what process they plan to hire and if they plan to use a search committee and so forth.
Oh, I don't know. I think we're raising a lot of snakes if we get into that. I don't know what the process is. And if we try to tell them what the process is, they're going to object to it.
Well, we can recommend. If we don't recommend, we have no chance for input.
I don't know.
Be meeting again before they...
I think what we're trying to tell them is that we're trying to set program parameters that do certain things, and if they agree with that, well.
I think that's why we need to do this, and I know that we need to do this before the next step. That was part of the hold up, right? That the policy, that this new policy, because I know there had been an old policy, but that a recent.
Well, there actually wasn't. The only policy that there was, aside from a resolution that we passed in 2003, which never got visited.
Right.
The only thing that was a real policy that was in place, per se, as a policy, was the must-carry policy, which nobody liked, which said...
I understand that. I'm saying I know why we needed to do this as a committee, and I'm glad that it's done. But the next step would be to go ahead and make that hire. And I would just like there to be some discussion about who's going to be doing the hiring. is going to be doing the evaluation. It need not be something we do on tonight's call. It is already quite late. I just want to know whether folks have any interest in discussing that or whether they think it's not even something we should be offering suggestions about. Anybody there?
I agree. I suggest we put it on the agenda.
For our next meeting?
Mm-hmm. So at least we can have a recommendation about that.
Of course.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
When I printed out this document, it did print a page 5.
Right.
With a resolution.
Something about,
are we discussing that tonight?
We may as well discuss it now. Are you guys
game for this?
All right, you lied to me about when you were ending this meeting.
Well, can we just quickly say whether or not we think it's necessary to go in the in the draft that we're developing now?
Yeah, sure.
Does
anyone feel that we need to discuss that, or do you want to leave it alone and leave it out?
Was it part of this, you're saying? I didn't see it.
I don't know.
Yeah, this is the issue about the workplace conditions.
It says the programming committee may from time to time become concerned about whether workplace conditions at local stations are impacting the ability of the staff to produce mission-driven programming. Does everybody see that?
Oh, that's the motion you're referring to?
Yeah. It's
the last
five.